Before we discuss the next keli in the Beis HaMikdash, we are going to discuss the gather of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a tremendous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The question is as follows. The Torah in Parashas Truma says, "V'asu l'migdash v'shechanti b'soicham," that's one mitzvah. Then the Torah says, "V'asisa arin atzeishitim." Then the Gemara says, "V'asisa shulchan." Then the Torah says, "V'asisa menoira." Then the Torah says, "V'asisa mizbeach." All the different kelim that it says in the Torah to make. Is every time it says v'asisa a separate mitzvah, or is it a chelik of the larger mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash? In other words, is each keli a separate mitzvah to build, or is it a part of a larger keli? Is it part of the general tzivoy of v'asili mikdash v'shechanti b'soicham? That is the question that we're going to deal with today. The Rambam writes, and in Sefer Avodah, Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Perek Aleph, that it says in the pasuk, "Va'asuli Migdash v'shechanti b'seicham," v'nichlal boi, and it's included all the kelim, all the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash are included in the tzivoy of Va'asuli Migdash. This is what the Rambam writes. The Ramban argues on the Rambam, and he says, how can you say that? And he has an interesting pshat. He says that all the other kelim of the Beis HaMikdash are included in Va'asuli Mikdash. The only part of the Beis HaMikdash, which is an individual tzivui, is the Arin. In other words, you have Va'asuli Mikdash, which includes the Beis HaMikdash and all the kelim. And you have a separate tzivui on the Arin. Vasisa Sa'arin is a separate tzivui. So the Mefarshim ask on the Ramban, what's the difference between the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Arin? Why is the Menorah and the Shulchan part of the general tzivui, and the Arin is not? Why is the Arin different? So the Mefarshim explain for the Ramban as follows. The main tzivui, the main keli of the Beis HaMikdash, is the Arin. That is the place where they adli l'chasham, that's where the Eibishter spoke to the Yidin, that's where the Eibishter conveyed his word to the Yidin. It was there where the main Gili Ashkina happened. The other Kalim, it wasn't as much as a mitzvah to have the Kali as it was to do the Avodah with the Kali. In other words, they were only Tashmishei Kedusha. It's not that they themselves were the Tzivoy to have it, it was to use it. The Arin, however, part of the tzivui was it itself. And therefore, the tzivui was dafka on the Arin, and all the other kelim were tashmishi kedusha. Now, this is a very interesting machlokes. In other words, why should I say that the Arin is part of it, or why should I say that the Arin is not part of it? We have a machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban. Why should I say either way? On Yud Shvat Tovshin Lamed Beis, and the Fabrengen continued to Tu B'Shvat Tovshin Lamed Beis, and it was later written up in Lekut Esiches Chelek Yud Aleph Parshas Truma. A very, very lomdish Esicha. It's a real hard sikha if you want to learn it properly with all the nigla dikamari mekoimis. It's a very long, hard sikha. And the Rebbe explains there a fascinating chakira as to what is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. Is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash a place where Elikus is revealed? Or is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash a place where we serve the Eibishter? In other words, is it that the Eibishter should come to us, or is that we should come close to Hashem? The Rambam is a halacha sefer. Someone that has a halacha mind always looks at things, what could I do, what shouldn't I do? In other words, how do I relate to this? So the Rambam looks at the Beis HaMikdash mitzad deinayim of halacha. In other words, what is the chiyuv mitzad the person? What, in other words, the main thing in the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam, is the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And if that's the case, so then all the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash are equal. Because the fact that the Aron has more gilui halikus, that doesn't make it more special when it comes to avoida. Because the main purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is the avoida of the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Ramban, we know, was a shtikl mikubal. And there's many machlekes in, for example, in Parshas Truma, or Tzave, with the bells of the Me'il. The Rebbe explains the machlekes between the Rashi, the Ramban, between Kabbalah and Pshut Yishol Mikra. In other words, the Ramban was a lot more esoteric. If you look in the Pirush Ramban, he was a clear mekubal. He looked at things mumaylo lamata. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash is inyan was not the avoda sa'adam. The inyan of the Beis HaMikdash was gilui elikus. The point of the Beis HaMikdash was to be megala elikus lamata. And therefore, the keli, which is the arin, which brought about the highest level of gilui elikus, in other words, the Eibishter literally spoke to Bnei Yisrael between the two Kruvim. So then, of course, the Arin has very a special place for itself. You can't say the Arin is part of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Arin is a special keli just for itself. Because its inyan of gilui elikus is the highest inyan from all the parts of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the real machloikis between the Ramban and the Rambam. In truth, that comes out that this is a general machloikis bechlau as to what was the gedder of the Gilui HaShechina and the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam writes that the Shechina of the Beis HaMikdash just passed through the Beis HaMikdash, called Derech Maivir. What does it mean, Derech Maivir? Like a hand that's writing a seichel, a dvar sichli, that the hand doesn't understand the seichel, it's just writing it. The Ramban learned that it was bislapsus, that it came into the Beis HaMikdash, and it was part of like the seichel comes to the brain. The same nekuda, if you're looking at Gidrei Atachtin, Atachtin can't be a keli for elikus. It has to be b'derech Maivir. If, however, you look mitzad Gidrei Elyon, if you're looking mitzad the Gidrei Elyon, so then you can say that the Likus was neslabish betachtonim, you can say that the Likus was yoyed lamata. And therefore we find a fascinating thing. There's another machlekes, now is not the time, there are about 10 machlekes in between the Rambam and the Ramban. When it comes to inyanim of the Beis HaMikdash, and in Tchiyas HaMeisim and Losed Lovoy. And they all go at the same kav. The Rambam's looking mitzad avodas hamata, and the Ramban is looking umaylo lamata. And that's why it's interesting that even though Bechlau, we always like to go like the Rambam, when it comes to these inyanim, Chassidus always goes with the Ramban. Because Chassidus is mitzad the Einayim of Kabbalah. It's the Einayim of Gilui HaLikus. So mitzad that histaklus, we always go with the Ramban.